Timberline Helicopters. This is Dory.
Hi, is Travis there?
I can check. Can I tell him who's calling?
Steve from Bank of Cardiff.
Hang on just one second.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis. This is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. What's happening?
Good. Not much. You know, just working. Hey, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time today. I'm actually really just calling just to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we sent to you about 2.5 weeks ago. Just to see if it came across your desk at all, or if...
For what is it for?
It's for equipment financing or working capital, whichever you prefer. I'm calling to see if you have any needs right now, or like if you're looking for any equipment either now or in the future. Is there any way that I can help your business grow or anything like that, really?
What are your rates like?
Well, we have a couple different programs. It really all depends. If you're ready to go with equipment financing or working capital, that's the two. Like if, you're familiar with working capital?
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's unsecured cash, goes directly into your account. We go off the top line of your gross annual sales, usually about 10 to 15% off your annual sales, and the rates for that depend on the term that you choose. We have different terms. So you have 3 to 36 months on that, or, and whichever term you choose is a completely different rate. So I can't really say what your rate would be, just because it all depends on what you choose. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
We get
about 6% from our local bank. We have a really good reputation relationship with them.
Oh, okay. Very nice. What bank is it?
A really good line of credit. Mountain West.
Mountain West? Okay. And see, that's another thing, too. We get companies all the time that say they have a line of credit, and that's what they use. The thing with line of credit, though, is that it maxes out. With, such things as working capital, it being an unsecured loan, you can pretty much use it for whatever you want. Like, for instance, what were your gross annual sales last year?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I'd have to ask the CFO for that. But
okay, I gotcha.
I know I know he manages most of this stuff and does it all through our local bank. I don't think we've ever used a working capital company or any of that.
Sure, no, that's understandable. That's what a lot of companies do. They like the line of credit idea. But with the line of credit also comes, a cap. So with working capital, it's usually about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So let's just say if you did $1 million, you have $100,000 that you can use for whatever you want. And even if it's, you want to bring on some more equipment, or if you want to, use it for payroll or turn over inventory if you have any. If you turn over inventory 2 or 3 times, you've already paid for, that loan that you took out, plus, extra that you could do what you will with it. You know what I mean? Because we do equipment financing as well. It's just that is more of like probably what you're used to, your regular loans, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. Now that's, those are in the mid single digits for the rates on that.
That's still quite a bit more than just buying it with a line of credit.
I'm sorry?
That'd still be quite a bit more than buying it with a line of credit.
Well, Depends. It really all depends. I mean, we get the, you know, what's our rate question all the time. It's it really depends on what you look like on paper and what you, you know, have to offer. Just because what we have are many different programs, and we always try to find exactly what you're looking for. Now, if you're looking for like a shorter term, the rates are going to be shorter or smaller. Now, if you're looking for a longer term, of course, the rates are going to be a little higher. It all just depends on what you exactly are looking for. And if you want to, you know, if you, are you interested? Are you looking for new stuff or?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm just talking to you because you called me.
Oh, hey, well, I appreciate it.
We don't really have any need for it. And, you know, like I said, we've got a really good line of credit with our local bank and a good relationship with them. And we don't really prefer to work with anybody else. But, I mean, if you had just such a screaming deal that it was too good to pass up, that'd be one thing. But, like I said, I think we're somewhere around 6% on our line of credit, which is pretty darn good.
That's very good, absolutely. Okay. And how long, what's the term on that?
I don't know. I think it's just a revolving line of credit.
Okay.
So pull cash out or pay back to it, and I think it's got about a $2 million limit.
Oh, wow. So okay.
I don't think awesome. It's anything that we wouldn't just use that if we had to do a capital purchase or you know, needed a little bit extra cash for something.
Sure. No, I totally appreciate the phone call too. It's just, well, how about this then, Travis? How about if I just send you some information, you can shoot it over to your CFO if you like, just let me throw my hat in the ring. You know, I would love to do business with you guys if I could. I mean,
can you email it to me?
Sure. Of course. You know, it's better to look at both sides of the table than just, you know, one side of the table. That way you never know. I mean, we're very competitive on our rates and we always usually come out pretty good on our rates and comparatively to other banks that people normally do business with. So just take a look at us. I mean, you don't have to use us, but at least you know, have some information on us.
That's fine.
Okay, what's a good email?
It's a tough one. It's travis@timberlinehelicopters.com.
Toughy.
We're very formal around here.
That's all right. I like it.
We only got about 30 people in the company, so... And I'm the only Travis, and that's how I'm going to keep it, so I don't ever have to give him my email address.
There you go. That's perfect.
Oh, your name's Travis? Denied. You're not going
to. Right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, see, that's who we deal with, too. We deal with more of the small to medium-sized business, too. We don't deal with, like, huge corporations like, you know, like the Wells Fargo's and the Bank of America people do. We're kind of new ourselves. We've been around for 14 years. Now, the cool thing with us is that we, you know, some people like us because we can get you approved in 24 hours and and funded within 48. Now, I don't know. Have you ever taken out working capital, ever, or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Just the line of credit with the bank is all I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, usually when you try to take working capital with other banks, it usually takes about, you know, 3 to 4 months, you know, with all the paperwork and everything like that. So, you know, if you're ever, like, in a emergency situation or anything like that, and you can't use any more of your credit, which $2 million line of credit, which is pretty good. So, I don't think you're ever going to run out of that. But if you did, you know, it's a good way to... If you're in a bind and you need us, so. But I'll just shoot you some information. Just you can send it over to CFO, and you know, like I said, I like to throw my hat in the ring.
Sounds good.
All right, Travis. Well, I do appreciate it, man. I hope you guys stay busy and have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, Travis. Thank you for taking it.
All right. Catch you later.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.